Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about our number one beef export market, Japan. Back on that in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association will hold their first annual convention October 19th through the 21st at the Best Western Saddleback Inn and Conference Center in Oklahoma City. The convention kicks off Friday evening with a social. Saturday will feature a full day of educational and inspirational speakers sharing their personal stories and addressing concerns of the cattle industry. Sunday morning will feature a prayer breakfast. For more information on the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Convention, including how to register, call 580-886-5149.
Listen up, cattlemen. You won't want to miss the upcoming Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale happening Saturday, October 13th. This year features 69 lots of spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving heifers and cows, most with calves at their side, spring calving bred heifers, and fall yearling donor prospects. 130 head total of quality Angus-based genetics. The sale kicks off at 12:30 at the ranch near Seminole. Get there early to have lunch and to look around. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
The word that U.S. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Abe had agreed to move forward with a bilateral trade agreement between the two countries, very much welcomed by the U.S. beef cattle industry. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association saying it's mighty important that we get something going with the Japanese quickly in order to offset the advantage that the Trans-Pacific Partnership will give many of our competitors in that key number one U.S. beef export market.
Well, that's exactly the point, is that we want to get that tariff out of the way. We face a 38.5% tariff in the Japanese market, just like the Korean market. That's one of the biggest hindrances that we've had. And once we can get that out of the way, we've already really focused on developing the Japanese consumer over the last several years. That's become a very important market to us, our biggest export market by far. It accounts for almost 25% of our beef export sales. So you think about that. We're selling close to $2 billion worth of beef in a market where we still face a 38.5% tariff. There's a lot of opportunity to really develop more of the supply chain there, more of the consumer base. We've got to address that tariff. Now, I don't know if that'll be something that would be in one of the earlier rounds, an early harvest is what they like to refer to in these trade negotiations, but it's certainly an issue we want to address in the overall negotiation. Now, I think the other thing to keep in mind is that a lot of other people see Japan as a very important market, and that's why we need to move quickly to establish a free trade agreement with the Japanese. When you look at countries like Australia that already have a trade agreement with Japan, and you look at the European Union that also has a trade agreement with Japan, there's already a lot of competition there that could affect our long-term success in that market. They have lower tariffs in that market. Well, we also have to look at Canada and New Zealand and Mexico, who will also have lower tariffs in that market once the TPP 2.0 or the Modified Trans-Pacific Partnership is implemented. And they are very close to having enough countries who ratify that agreement for it to go into effect. So it's a matter of time, and that's why this timing is so important to us. If we don't do anything, and if we continue to drag our feet, and this 38.5% tariff stays in place, even though we've had all this growth in the Japanese market, we could see that start to go away.
And Kim Backus says if we can't start bringing that tariff level down with the Japanese quickly, eventually the countries involved with the Trans-Pacific Partnership will simply have too big of a price advantage over U.S. beef.
And a lot of it just it's a matter of price points. It's a matter of we're already a very expensive product because we're a very high-quality product. And if we have a greater difference in tariffs, if we have a higher tariff than our competitors, then it disincentivizes the Japanese importers to purchasing our beef. So, there have been some studies done. We could lose anywhere from $500 million to $1 billion in potential sales if we don't address this tariff, and that's why it's important to us. And the timing is very important, too, and that's why this Japan trade agreement is one of the top priorities for us at NCBA.
Kent Backus with hopes for a bilateral sooner rather than later with Japan. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.